This goes to Deborah Altman, Altman, PAC, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Linda, last name is Boak, B like boy, O-A-K, date of birth 11/9/1952. Dear Ms. Altman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Boak with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, liver cirrhosis, bipolar disorder, and gout. Her last visit was September 27th of 2021. Her weight is up 12 pounds over the last 9 months. She is trying to lose weight, but it's been difficult, she states. She has had very bad gout symptoms, a lot of joint pain, but after she got started on allopurinol 300 milligram daily, that seems to be much better. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she has received three of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccines and has not had COVID-19 to her knowledge. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, which is stable, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no orthopnea or PND. She has not had any encephalopathy, no GI bleeding or peritonitis secondary to cirrhosis, no edema. Medications, the other new medication besides allopurinol, there are two. It's Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol extended release is 25 milligram daily. I want to highlight also the diazide 37.5/25 once daily and the amlodipine with benazepril 5/21 daily. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain either. Physical exam, weight is 303 pounds. Pulse is 66, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Blood pressure 130/59. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 11th, 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 41. Sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 20, calcium 8.5. Hemoglobin 11.5, normal white count, and platelets are low, 116,000. Glucose was 169. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension, currently at goal. Gout, much better on the allopurinol. Liver cirrhosis and bipolar disorder. We're going to have lab studies done every 6 months as needed. She'll follow a low-salt diet and will avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.